Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Steve Harvey talks about the time he heard the Family Feud song and it brought him to tears. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Steve Harvey was on vacation and the theme song for Family Feud came on and brought tears to his eyes. And he shared about that emotional moment when he was on The Ellen DeGeneres Show. I went to this island off of Cannes in the south of France, and the only way to get to this restaurant is by boat, he said. And I walked in and Elton John is there. And then all of a sudden my daughter said, Daddy, Elton John's walking over here. He said, Steve, my man. And we hugged, and everybody in the restaurant was watching. And I talked to him, and he went back to his seat. It's what happened moments later that got Steve teary-eyed. The DJ in the south of France started playing the Family Feud theme song, and everybody in the restaurant knew the song. And I started crying, he shared. It just made me cry. And my daughter said, Dad, why are you crying? Steve continued, Because I'm a hood guy. I'm from Cleveland. I come from nothing, and these people are doing the Family Feud theme song in the south of France? It just messed me up, man. The emotional moment sure had Steve reflecting on all that he has overcome and succeeded through the years. The game show host has been the face of Family Feud since 2010, and he has won multiple daytime Emmys for Outstanding Game Show Host. Steve also talked on The Ellen DeGeneres Show about his new show where he will be a TV judge in a courtroom comedy called Judge Steve Harvey. I wanted to do cases, real cases, but I wanted to use my humor. I wanted to use my improv skills, he explained. All of my money I've ever made has been with everyday people. That's my specialty, is everyday people. I resonate with them. Many people are a fan of Steve Harvey for a reason, and may continue to use his skills of relating to others in his future work. Strangers sent him a note at a hockey game, and it ended up saving his life. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When a stranger at a hockey game spotted a mole on the back of the neck of Red Hamilton, she passed a note urging him to see a doctor. And thank God he listened. Brian Red Hamilton works as the assistant equipment manager for the Vancouver Canucks of the National Hockey League. And one night, as Red was doing his job during a game, God put the right person in his path to deliver a very important message. Nadia Popovici sat in the stands watching her favorite NHL team, the Seattle Kraken, playing their first home game in Seattle, Washington, against the Canucks. Her seat gave her a perfect view of the back of the Canucks bench. And even though most of the attention is on the hockey players during a game, something about Red Hamilton jumped out at Nadia. Nadia is preparing to go to medical school next year. And as a result, the 22-year-old has done a lot of volunteer work in hospitals. So, as Red bustled about moving equipment, Nadia noticed what many others would have likely overlooked, a mole on the back of Red's neck. Nadia recognized some signs indicating this mole could possibly be cancerous. And even though Red Hamilton was a complete stranger, she felt compelled to alert him to this possible danger. It can't hurt just to say something, she thought to herself. But how? It wasn't like Nadia could just walk up to Red in the player's area or yell to him through all the noise of the game. So, the quick-thinking hockey fan came up with a clever idea. Nadia opened the Notes app on her phone and hastily typed in a message for Red. She banged on the sheet of plexiglass separating her from Red and held up her phone so he could see her note. It read, "The mole on the back of your neck is possibly cancerous. Please go see a doctor." The note initially caught Red Hamilton off guard. He simply shrugged and went back to work. But later, he had the team doctor take a look. And when they, too, thought that the mole looked suspicious, Red went in for a biopsy. And it's a good thing he did. It turns out the mole on the back of Red's neck was malignant melanoma. And had it gone untreated, doctors said it would have been life-threatening in a few years. "It was only on the outer layer of my skin," Red Hamilton said. "It hadn't penetrated to the second layer of my skin, and that's because we caught it so early." The reality of what could have happened had Nadia Povinci, a complete stranger, not spoken up, hit Red hard. "I've got a wonderful family, and I've got a wonderful daughter, and she extended my life," Red expressed as the emotions had him choking up. A complete stranger saved his life, and Red Hamilton desperately wanted the chance to thank her. So he turned to social media, sharing the incredible story and asking for help in locating his special angel. "I understand I'm a part of the story, but she needs to know she's the story," he said. "She's the person that did this. She saved the life. She needs to know her efforts were valid and bang on." The post about the mole on the back of Red's neck circulated online and quickly identified Nadia Popovici as the stranger who went above and beyond. And the two of them got to meet face-to-face at another hockey game between the Kraken and Canucks. "I got to look him in the eye and hear what happened from his perspective," Nadia said. "So the fact that I got to see him and talk to his family members that have been really impacted by him dodging a big bullet, that's so special." But Red Hamilton had a big surprise in store for Nadia Popovici. During one of the breaks in the game, Red honored Nadia in front of the crowd and awarded her with a $10,000 scholarship for medical school funded by the two opposing NHL teams. Nadia could have easily let fear hold her back from trying to help Red. She could have made 1,000 excuses for why she shouldn't say anything. But instead, she followed God's prompting and saved a life. What an inspiration for us all.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.